Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some people got their panties all up in a bunch because they thought that whoever was resuscitating Damar Hamlin, Bill's safety who collapsed on the field on Monday, possibly did more damage, and they didn't. Let me explain what's going on. Today, headlines surfaced that Damar Hamlin had suffered lung damage and lung injury during the resuscitation, and so was on a ventilator, and people are assuming that that is something that happened inadvertently. It is inadvertently. Nobody plans that, but it is a very common sequelae of needing resuscitation. So mechanical injury to the lungs can happen as well as physiological injury. Mechanical injury meaning what we do when we're doing chest compressions and putting pressure on the chest and trying to get the heart beating again, which, again, heart comes first. And then physiologically, some people could go into respiratory distress because of having cardiac arrest and their heart stopping. Remember, well, your heart is a pump. So if you go into cardiac arrest or you go into VFib or ventricular fibrillation, where it's not a proper healthy rhythm for your heart to pump, your heart's not pumping. If the pump isn't working, just like with regular plumbing, you get backflow, you get pressure, you get fluid pressure. So it is not uncommon to see lung injury after undergoing cardiac arrest. We got an update from Damar Hamlin's uncle, I believe his name is Dorian Glenn, and he told reporters that Damar needed to be resuscitated a second time. When he did get to the hospital, they had to resuscitate him a second time. Not uncommon. Right? I mean, we've seen that where what we do on the field sometimes can only do so much, and then sometimes they need to be cardioverted, or they might go back into an abnormal rhythm. Not that uncommon to need to be resuscitated again. They put him on a ventilator, and apparently Mr. Hamlin is on his stomach, kind of like we did during COVID, to increase aeration and provide less pressure on the quote-unquote damaged lungs. Keep in mind, you had a lot of big people, you know, administering CPR from what we understand, and then putting on the pads, and, you know, as he was on his back, maybe his posterior lungs sustained some damage. So he's flipped over to allow the most expansion of the lungs to help increase his ventilatory support. And we do have some good news. He has made progress. Apparently, his vent settings have been able to be dropped from 100% down to 50, meaning Damar is starting to, they are allowing his breathing to play a role. When we wean somebody off the ventilator, we don't just shut the machine off. We go, all right, you know, let's just see if you breathe on your own. There's a wean, there's a gradual transition of power, shall we say, from the breathing machine to a person's lungs and allowing them to breathe on their own. And so it's a very brilliant choreography between sedation, between pressure, between oxygenation, to see what the body can do. And as we, so you almost have a trial. It's called like like the training wheels on a bike. All right, we're going to see if you can ride the bike before we take off the training wheels. And so for him to already have that improvement is a huge sign. He said he's improved to 50% oxygen needed after being 100%. So as you remember, Damar Hamlin had collapsed after a tackle on the field with Bengals receiver T. Higgins, and then he stood up. He seemed to adjust his mask or touch his mask, and then he collapsed, and he fell back. First, people were thinking he had brain injury. Some people thought he had, you know, contusion, aortic aneurysm rupture, cardiomyopathy, all sorts of things. But it appeared, when you look at the replay, that a blow to the chest happened, which could cause, as we discussed yesterday, commotio cordis, like commotion of the heart, where it, in mid-cycle, if the heart gets hit with such an impact, it could affect the electrical current, put the patient into a dangerous arrhythmia, heart doesn't work, and they go into cardiac arrest. So, we still don't have that as the conclusive diagnosis, which is why I've hesitated on saying that. All we know is he had cardiac arrest, meaning the heart wasn't working, and the heart stopped. There's, again, the discussion, well, he died, and he died twice. I don't like to say somebody in cardiac arrest has died. I believe there's a process. As long as there's oxygen in the blood, as long as there's the ability for CPR to work, if he still has his soul, I don't look at it as a quote-unquote death event. Some people do, but in medicine, we don't call it until we've been able to attempt resuscitation and follow certain protocols. So this is a good sign. He is, from what we understand, still in critical condition, still on the ventilator, but he is gaining some of his lung function back, which sadly, the lung injury that happens after cardiac arrest can sometimes slow recovery. You can get a heart back in rhythm, but if the lungs are in bad shape, then that could lead to a poor prognosis, or it could inhibit recovery. So it sounds like, I think he's at University of Cincinnati Medical Center. It sounds like they're doing a great job. I understand that people want answers. They're kind of concerned. Being in critical condition means you are in a, still, it is life-threatening. And you need continual monitoring. Critical means whatever happens, you know, with your care is critical. Whatever happens in the coming moments is critical. So we can't take a nap. We can't, I mean, they're going to be continuously monitored. He's in the ICU, obviously, and getting the best care possible. So the follow-up discussions are now, is football too dangerous? There is a big debate on whether football should be played more like rugby. I'm not a part of this debate yet, but people have asked my opinion, are the pads and the helmets causing more injuries because people are using them to tackle? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We will discuss. When the wall made me crash my car, it made me feel.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I have boys, and one of them played football. They both did baseball. Both my boys did lacrosse. They both swam. One did soccer. And then after the injuries, we didn't really have the second one do soccer. And then the older one did football after the injuries. We declined on the second one. So having two boys in multiple sports, I've gotten to witness and see some of these injuries. And having helped out the JV team on the sideline with a lot of medical issues, jaw fractures, femur fractures, groin strains, and whatnot, you know, I can conclude that football is a pretty dangerous sport. We need to be very, very careful about the conversation of taking away helmets and padding as a result of what happened to DeMar Hamlin, who sustained a blow to the chest, we believe, that put him into cardiac arrest, and now he's still in the hospital with in critical condition. So there has been discussion online that maybe our American football should follow the lead of rugby, where rugby doesn't have helmets, padding, and all the gear. Personally, I am never, ever going to acquiesce to anybody not wearing a cup. I think you all should be wearing a cup. But it's interesting. A lot of players don't like to wear cups because it interferes their running. Just wear the cup, please, okay? Remember, we're humans. We're supposed to be evolving. We're supposed to be procreating. So please, protect that cup. Protect that. So the argument, and we hear this all the time, whenever somebody gets hurt on the field, they say, well, it's because of the helmets. And it's because of the pads. It's because these kids or these players think they're infallible. And because they have a helmet, they will ram another person. And so the discussion has come up, well, with rugby, you don't necessarily have as much force as you would with football. Yet, some of the studies have shown, no, rugby has its share of injuries. In fact, there was a study that was published in Sage Publishing, and it looked at the comparison of injuries from American college football. Now, remember, we've got to be careful. Football all over the world is soccer, but we're talking about American football, so that's the NFL or the college football, the football that we Americans know, versus club rugby. And what they did is they looked at overall injuries, and they found that overall injury rates was substantially higher in rugby compared to football. Similarities between sports were observed. The most common injury types were sprains, concussions, lower extremity head had commonly been hurt. The mechanisms, direct player contact, upper extremity injuries were more common in rugby. And the rate of season-ending injuries was similar between sports. So when somebody says rugby is safer, we can't necessarily say that. Now, there have been studies looking at the frequency versus the severity. And some studies feel that the football severity injury would be more than what we see with rugby. Now, there could be a logical explanation for that. You're padded up. You have pretty big players, linemen, linebackers. These are tackles. They're big guys. And so, whereas with rugby, you know, since many of them are running and they might have a different physique, they might have a different build. And so from a weight standpoint, that you could possibly incur more of an injury in football or a more severe one. If the incidence is higher in rugby but the severity is worse in football, then is it the padding or is it the nature of the sport? Now, you all know, my disclaimer is I love football. I think football is one of the most fantastically designed sports. Trying to get the ball to your goal. And you have to, it's like war. It's the strategy. I've always been fascinated with football. Your job as offense is to make it to the other side and get around the defense. And you have to outsmart the defense. You have to outthrow. You have to outrun, and you have to be able to slither in between and get through. There's injuries with that. The defense's job is to not let you get home, not let you get to that goal. So they need to block you, and they need to block you at all costs. There are personal fouls. They can't do personal fouls. They can't hold. They can't do neutral zone infractions. There's a lot of things they can't do. They can't rough the passer. But for the most part, if they take you down and throw you down and you're down by contact, that ball stops. It stops you. So the nature of the sport is to stop or to intercept the ball. Or if somebody drops in and fumbles, to pick it up. So defense has a job, and defensive scoring is some of the most exciting. When I see a defensive score, it's pretty exciting, especially when it's for the team that I want to win. If it's my team. If it's not, then it sucks. So you're trying to get balls that are in the air. You're trying to run and catch. You're turning when you're running. You're getting tackled while you're mid-catch. You're being pushed out of bounds. It's a lot of injuries. So the nature of the sport, and even though NFL and even college football has changed the way a lot of the tackles can be, you know, they've, as we've said, you can't rough the passer, you can't rough the kicker. There's a bunch of different, there's more guidelines. I don't want to say that you should do away with the helmets. My grandfather played football before helmets, leatherhead. And I think he had CTE. There was, I never knew him to be healthy. He was different. Now, maybe it's because I was younger and I was comparing him to other family members, but he just, his eyes, his mentation, his moods, his anger, it was different. And all I could explain that now as a physician is he probably got so many blows to the head playing football. Because remember, it was American football without a helmet. So, you know, rugby and football are different games. Does somebody with a helmet, will they ram you? Well, you're not supposed to. All right, that is unnecessary roughness if you try to ram somebody with your helmet. You can't, you or personal foul. You cannot use your helmet as a weapon. Will it happen? Sometimes. You'll have some people in the throw of it just tackle and try to do what they can. You'll have some individuals say, you know what, it's better to get the, you know, to stop the progress, stop the forward progress, and take the foul, than to let them go. And that could be dangerous for these players, especially when you have a running back who's smaller, however, than a tight end or a lineman, and they get themselves injured. And these collisions, you know, T. Higgins, blame should be put. With these accidents, these collisions happen. But a collision into a helmet is some major blunt trauma. And if we try to make football like the Pro Bowl, we saw what happened. Pro Bowl, I think, is canceled. They're just going to be now making it which I agree with. Nobody likes the Pro Bowl. It's boring. They're going to make it, I believe, more of a competition. They'll do competitions between the players, which I think is cool, but nobody likes to watch a Pro Bowl. Nobody likes to watch the preseason games unless you want to see what the rookies are doing or the third strings are doing. And people like me, they're going for broke. They're putting their all into it. Well, that's dangerous. Just like with, you know, cheerleading. Cheerleading is one of the most dangerous sports. Why? Because the flips. They're not wearing headgear. They're not wearing protective gear. And they're doing flips. And people want to see the height. They want to see the flips when you ice skate. They want to see the triple lutz or the triple axel. And those are dangerous to do. So sports become more popular when the danger comes up, when the danger rises. Yet, you can't have players die. Now, the average parent is looking at high school football much differently today than they used to. It's not worth it. And the argument, but they could be NFL. They could be NFL, they're set for life. Not entirely. You can make it to the NFL and then get cut. I've known many NFL ex-players. They're not rich, but they're ridden with injuries. So we need to use caution. The studies show that, yes, rugby players will sustain accidents of increased frequency than football players, but football players might have more severe injuries. 1-877-DR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Congressman Kevin McCarthy enters day two of the hunt for a new speaker, confident today he will get 218 votes. He got as many as 202 yesterday, including that of Pennsylvania Republican Brian Fitzpatrick.
Kevin is the only person within the GOP conference that can get there. I suspect he still will get there. I do believe he will.
Texas's Chip Roy is among the 20 Republicans not voting for McCarthy.
Americans want us to change the way everything works or doesn't work. And I think they're patient enough to wait out a day or two for us to do what needs to be done.
Democrats like Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin sit and wait and kind of enjoy the fight.
The country wants you to have it. That last election showed us. We want to have this fight, and extremes on both sides are not what the average person in America wants.
Slotkin says she hopes the battle will help moderate Republicans minimize their extreme members. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, Congress right now is a poop show. I we need them to get to work. We have the midterm elections. Get to work. But they can't until they choose a new House Speaker. So the first day of the 118th Congress ended yesterday without a Speaker of the House, because Kevin McCarthy, House Republican leader, could not secure enough votes. They went through three ballots, three voting cycles. And people were pretty stubborn. The ones who didn't want to vote for him, he could only lose 4 votes. And it's tight, because the Republicans have such a slim majority that for the first time in a century, House could not pick a speaker on the first vote. Usually it's a lot easier and it's a slam dunk. It was a lot harder before we had two parties. So I think this happened in 1856 and 1923. But prior to 1856, this happened a lot more often. But since 1923, this usually whoever the Republican leader is gets in and everybody moves on. I understand that McCarthy isn't that popular. This doesn't bode well. This is a little embarrassing. I mean, it also portends how a lot might not get done. The Republicans promised a lot of change, a lot of pushback on spending, control of the border, and fixing a lot of things. If they can't even decide on a speaker, that's a problem. And what also makes things a little bit chaotic is many of the individuals who don't want McCarthy want Jim Jordan. But Jim Jordan doesn't want the job. And you heard newly elected Representative Boebert say, look, many leaders, George Washington didn't want to be president. Hopefully he'll listen to us, but we vote and we want him to listen to us and take that job. So when they're voting for somebody who doesn't want the job, they either really hate McCarthy or I don't want anybody forced into it. I like Jim Jordan, a nice guy, but if he doesn't want to do it, if he's got reasons to not do it, those reasons aren't going to go away miraculously. He's got family issues or health issues or whatever. So what happens next? Well, in order for the country to move forward, okay, the winner has to win the majority of votes. The clerk of the House from the prior Congress, who was appointed by Pelosi, gavels in the opening session, and they call for quorum, and they're in charge. So it's not in the Republicans' best interest to keep kicking this can down the road. The clerk calls lawmakers in alphabetical order by last name. Then they announce a choice for speaker. It's not a closed ballot. It's not private. Pretty out there in the open. You get nominated. It's interesting. When people nominate, did you see some of the nomination process? There were representatives who took the floor, and then they spoke, and they grandstanded. And I get, you don't want to say, I nominate Bob. And I get that. Right? Yeah. But it's a lot of waste of time. Right? I mean, we got migrants coming over and who are sick and assaulted, and we have a porous border. We have exhausted law enforcement. We have rising crime. We have rising inflation. We have our kids failing in school. We need Congress to kind of get moving and do some things. But instead, this is why I like Joe, and this is why I like Bob. And so the winner has to get 218 votes. Now, why is the number 218? Well, if all 435 members are present and voting, the majority is 218. Some people have asked if Hakeem Jeffries from the Democratic side could end up winning. If he gets the majority of votes, the majority of the members, let's say a bunch of Republicans decide not to come to work, and there's only 400 members voting. If Hakeem Jeffries gets over 200 of them, I believe then that would be the majority. So even though lawmakers can skip the vote, depending on what side of the aisle, it's not their best. I mean, Democrats are going to be there, because just in case any Republicans don't make it, Hakeem Jeffries could then lead the House. Excuse me. So in the next Congress, there's 434 members right now, because Virginia Representative Donald McEachin had recently died and a successor is yet to be chosen. So McCarthy, I believe, needed only 4 votes, because there's 222 Republicans. So in order to make the 218, if he had 4 dissenters, he would still make it. But I think on the third vote, there were about 12. So what happens? Well, they continue to vote. I believe, was it in 1856, this went on for days
They had, I think, 118 ballots until they finally decided. In 1923, they said it took multiple ballots, 9 times. On 3 occasions prior to the Civil War, a speaker was not elected on the first ballot, and in one instance, it took 2 months, as they did 133 ballots. As a last resort, lawmakers could change the way the vote is done and adopt a resolution that could elect a speaker by a plurality or rank choice voting instead of simple majority. So they could say, all right, you guys, you know what we'll do? Since we can't decide, then we're just going to do rank choice. And with rank choice, McCarthy could win unless Hakeem Jeffries gets more, which actually would be in Hakeem Jeffries' favor. Because if McCarthy doesn't get the majority as many Republicans, remember, there's only 4 more Republicans and Democrats. If those, they decide to vote for somebody else, that pulls away the votes, and then Representative Hakeem Jeffries of the Democrat can win. So this is very stressful from a political standpoint as well as an American standpoint, because I don't know much about Kevin McCarthy. He might do a great job. You know, Jim Jordan might do a great job. We need progress and we need things moving. And if this does go on for months, I don't want anybody to sacrifice their, you know, their principles. And I understand that McCarthy might not be very popular with everybody. But when you see this infighting, it now, remember, the job of any politician is not to vote R or D, and not to be like cattle. Their job is to represent their district. So if any of the dissenters are saying, look, guys, we want you moving, getting to work, you're not representing me by doing this, then those dissenters, even Jim Jordan is supporting McCarthy. So, and again, the dissenters may have a good point. You know, if McCarthy's part of the swamp, getting somebody new, I understand how that could be very attractive. But they have to run it by their constituents. If their constituents are like, look, we're fine with McCarthy, just let's move on, then you need to question, then what are they doing? If their constituents are like anybody but Kevin, then they need to say that. They need to say, I'm representing my district, this is what my district wants, I am loyal to my district, not the party. So, the last to vote for the opposite political party was Democratic Representative Jim Traficant from Ohio. In 2001, he voted for the Republican Speaker nominee. He faced severe consequences. Democrats stripped him of his committee assignments. So one of you had asked, will some of the Democrats just turn and vote for McCarthy so this gets done? They could, but they might get punished by their fellow Democrats. 1-877-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when you're a parent and your child is dating, okay, I'm a parent, I have sons, so I'm not sure what it's like having a daughter. But you do, for a split second, wonder if whoever they're going out with, they're going to be safe. Is this person going to attack him? Is this person going to drive drunk with them in the car? Is this person going to try to assault them, kidnap them, take them across the country? Are they going to try and kill them? Now, usually that thought immediately goes away because we feel embarrassed to even think about it. Like, nah, that won't happen. And we learn to love whoever our kids hang out with, go to their wedding, watch them get married, see grandbabies come, and then all of a sudden, you hear in the news that somebody decided to wipe out their family. In the news, a California radiologist, a doctor in Pasadena, allegedly, chose to drive the car with his wife and kids in it off a cliff. Now, he was in a Tesla, and apparently they survived. It landed on its tires, airbags deployed. Tesla's like, damn. They survived, but they don't think it was because of a self-driving feature. He is now under arrest. The doctor, let me give you his name, Dr. Dharmesh Patel. He's 42 years old, a radiologist who works at Providence Holy Cross Medical Center in Pasadena, has now been arrested for intentionally driving his Tesla off a cliff in San Mateo, I believe it was. It's known as Devil's Side on Monday near San Francisco, as they were going on a trip. Now, we talk about crime. We see senseless killings and muggings and violence of people who don't know who they're just randomly killing people on the sidewalk or pushing people in front of a subway. We see ex-employees get mad, come back to work, shoot up their coworkers. But we don't talk about why the hell a mom would drown her infant, drown her baby. Why a dad, when you see pictures of a blessed house, blessed family, beautiful wife and kids, want to kill him. And we're hearing more and more in the news that somebody decided to murder their family members. And it is one of the most grotesque, unfathomable psychological processes we would even encounter. But we don't talk about it because it is, the media doesn't like to talk about this a lot because it makes people cringe. People immediately want to turn away and not even think about it. That's frightening. But we talk about red flags with coworkers and employees, talk about red flags of people walking down the street. Are there red flags in a marriage? Are there red flags with parenting that could really put a child at risk? Now, we are doing a better job with postpartum depression. Postpartum depression is a phenomenon where some women, after they give birth, go into a depression. And sometimes this could turn into a psychosis, which could, sadly, harm the infant, either indirectly or directly. And when we do feel we have a woman with postpartum psychosis, we immediately intervene and get that child to safety. Because if the mom is not thinking correctly, she could hurt her baby. But you have these individuals where they look great at work, or they do whatever, and they do their job. And I'm sure we're going to find out more about this doctor. And people are kind of questioning it. Are you sure it's not the car just went off the cliff? But no, he has been arrested for intentionally driving his family off a cliff. And the more you look and read, the more you see these stories of people deciding to murder their family. Just take their family out. Why? What could be going on? So, from a psychological standpoint, sometimes you can never understand, because we're logical, and if we're psychologically healthy, it's really hard to try and understand what somebody else could be doing because they're just sick in the head. But if we try to investigate and look at it, one is they might suffer from the psychosis or suffer from something where they feel they are being told to do it, or they are under the delusion that their family is an enemy, or that their family wants to hurt them, or that, and it could be some really, really severe mental illness. It also could be that some of these individuals are suicidal and they want to leave this earth. But they don't want to leave their family. And they want their family to come with them and be in heaven with them. And so some people on a suicidal mission will say, I'm taking them with me. This way, I don't have to worry about leaving my family behind. It's sick. I mean, the hair on the back of my neck is standing up. Just the thought of that.
that that could be what some of them think. You see, sometimes you never get their thought process because they're dead. If he survived, we might be able to get what were you thinking. Now, they might just say, I'm sorry, or I wasn't thinking, or something took over me. I mean, did he have a seizure? When he was driving, did he have a seizure? And what? But apparently for the police to get involved, there's some sort of evidence that this was intentional. Why would a mom murder her children? Some people are, again, very delusional in that they think their kids are going to suffer. And they don't want to see their kids suffer. So they feel, we're just talking about some of the weird psychological reasonings behind some of this horrible behavior, that they feel that if they can control the end, they don't have to worry about their child having lifelong suffering. This is not logical thinking by any means. There is no explanation, there is no justification for anybody to murder their family. But we sometimes need to educate ourselves on what other people's thought processes could be. Because if we think they're thinking like us, I love my family, I want my family to outlive me, I want my family to you know, flourish and be healthy, and that's what a normal healthy person would think. But other individuals might look at it differently. Other individuals might be hurting their family to get back at another family member. They might hate their ex so much that they hurt those kids to get back at them. There's the moral to this is there are sadly multiple abnormal, delusional, psychotic thought processes that could come into play. And don't think you're not going to be a victim or somebody won't be a victim because of love, because of a maternal or a paternal bond. Domestic abuse and domestic assault is so high because there is a connection. And you have individuals who will hurt random people, and then you will have individuals who will only choose victims that they know or care about. And if you are involved in any relationship with somebody who you think is unstable or you think could possibly hurt your children or yourself, get the hell out of it. The average person puts that thought away going, nah, 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 I'm just being paranoid. I'm not being, if your instincts are telling you something is wrong, get that checked out. Get that person help. Because the reality is there are parents that have no qualms about murdering their families. It's disgusting, and this is the world we live in. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.